Oh yeah, yeah! Your favorite Sarah Little Bacon Bear, and welcome to the Weekend Countdown. A couple things you should know about me. Of course, you can check in right now, show some love on all social media, put a face to the voice to figure out what the hell Little Bacon Bear is in the first place. It's at Little Bacon Bear and at littlebaconbear.com. Now I'm a DJ, a radio personality. I'm all about the club, the community, and having a good time. Now for the next 3 hours, though, I'm going to take you through the top 30 songs in the country and get you up on what's going on in the culture. My guy ESTG. Now both of those artists right there are putting on for Louisville, Kentucky, backstage passes with Jack Harlow. And also, prayers up to ESTG though. He shared this past week via Instagram, he is losing his eyesight at only 28. This is as a result of cataracts, and this comes 3 years after a music video shooting that apparently struck him in his left eye. Of course, his fans are telling him to go get checked out, and there's hopefully a healthy ending in sight for ESTG, so I'm definitely sending healing wishes to him.
Twerk like Lizzo when you ride to the music.
Putting off for Miami, he is taking a 27th spot right there. That's Moonwalker with Lizzo. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I was confused when I first heard that song, being as there was no moonwalking and Lizzo wasn't on or in the song, but I did see that Moonwalker did an interview with XM, and when asked about the inspiration for that song, he noted the backlash that Lizzo was getting for her body and her figure and for embracing that, so I can give it the body positivity message, and honestly, we all got a body we need to love. Up next in the Weekend Countdown, sitting at number 26, he's taking it outside, that's Bryson Tiller.
Right now, probably 10 toes down.
Taking that 25 spot right there, that's Freddie Gibbs, Moneybag Yo with Too Much. Now, I might need a serious, devout Freddie Gibbs fan to explain this connection between him and the actor Don Cheadle. Do y'all think he, like, resembles or something? Okay, for real, though, if you know the answer, you can hit me on social media right now. That's at Little Bacon Bear. Clear that up for me. Now, give it a move in the Weekend Countdown. Blue just dropped, and it is fire to see his growth. You know, on billboards in New York City, and I'm sure that's huge for him, too. Here is Nicki Minaj teaming up with him on it. It's Got Love in the Way at 23.
You blew it. I could tell you knew it.
Ice Spice still got me asking if you thought I was feeling you. And for that, I am Ice Spice. But either way, shout out to her on that joint. It's called Munch. And she is shaking the game up in a good way right now. I am excited and hopeful to see a project in this upcoming year for her so we can see what Ice Spice is really all about. Taking that number 18 spot, he puts on for My Home, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Yes, the DMV, as it is affectionately known. Brent Faiyaz off of his project entitled Wasteland, that is also fresh off of his TV performance. He performed that on The Tonight Show, and it was super inspiring for the area and R&B. You definitely have to check it out.
Uh-huh, honey.
Don't be too scared.
That's number 17 right there on the countdown, and that's Big Boogie with Pop Out. If you are popping out this weekend, though, you can let me know where you're riding out at, and I want to see what you're on. Put a face to the voice to figure out what the hell I got going on also. That's at Little Bacon Bear. Yes, just like the bacon that you eat in the Bear the Roars at littlebaconbear.com also. Into the next joint, though, fresh off of Payday, though. This is the number 16 song, Rich Flex, Drake and 21 Savage.
21.
We are certainly getting there. He is at the 15th spot. That's Hey with Lil Baby. And he's got to be, honestly, one of the more friendly, affable rappers I've had the chance to work with and meet and things like that. And that easily elevates his GOAT status and whatever the hell the people are saying. And with the year that we've been having, it's all about beating odds. And I can feel that message from Lil TJ right there with the 11th spot. Now we are getting closer to the number one song as we get into the top 10 songs. Now at number 5, Drake and Future are no strangers to the Weekend Countdown, and they did their thing on that Wait For You with Tim's. And speaking of Tim's, let's talk about why she's been the talk of the timeline this week in about 2 songs. But of course, we gotta check in with Queen B at number 4. This is that Cuff It. It's got a dance I cannot do, but I would still try, of course. Next, Grammy-nominated Glorilla. She is putting on with Cardi B. We loving our todays and our tomorrows, and we could talk about something that she's trying to advise us against doing up ahead. Before we can get into the number one song of the countdown, let me hit you with that recap. Now, SZA did open things up with Shirt at 30 and teasing us with new music on the gram. Sophia and the late Young Dolph hit us with that paper route at number 20. And Armani White putting on for Philly gave us that Billie Eilish at number 10. And now we got to get into the number one song in the country.
Can I count it off?
This is number one.
Oh, 3, 2,
number one.
Song number one.
Can't stop, won't stop. Yeah. Can't stop, won't stop. Never stop.